Gotta hear you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve the Rock County check sheet for June 19th, 2018. Accounts payable check manuals, cycle date June 11th through June 15th, in the amount of $659,354.87. Payroll checks, $489,858.50. And payroll IRS and state income tax wires, $195,073.18, for total disbursements approved of $1,344,286.55.
Second.
Items enough, Tom?
No, the items on the accounts payable today are mostly payroll, and the AP is payroll related, except a couple of payments that were made for routine costs. I don't have anything specific to report.
Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. So we had items to note from yesterday's work sessions. We met with the county manager and had an update. Met and updated with the legal department. We had an update with the Rock County Weed Program and building the plant update. And then we had an information technology update as well.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve consent agenda items A and B.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. So we got our 11 o'clock item, the repeal of the Rock County Ordinance number 9101, providing for smoking policy in Rock County Courthouse and Annex Buildings, and subsequent readoption of another ordinance. So, Scott?
All right. Like you said, this is consideration and motion to approve repeal of Ordinance 9101. This ordinance was last updated in 1991, of course, and is out of date with current laws and lacks sufficient description to include use of electronic cigarettes. The 1991 resolution also lacks policy regarding possession, use, or display of marijuana on property owned or occupied by Rock County. I worked with the county attorney on this stuff, and it was originally brought to my attention through them. And as you said, we have a resolution prepared to replace this ordinance. And that, I guess we'll hear that later.
I guess I have one question here. Mm-hmm. Is the removal of the ordinance become effective immediately?
I think that it becomes effective upon
because that's approval. What we want to have, the second approval,
yeah.
The second reading of the ordinance.
And I think the way this works is this goes out to public comment, and then we reconvene, and correct me if I'm wrong, but we reconvene and then do a final repeal and then also adoption of the new resolution.
So, ordinance is required first and second reading. So we're doing the first reading of the ordinance today and at the same time adopting a new resolution.
Right. And then that goes to public comment.
The ordinance goes to public comment, the resolution doesn't.
That's correct.
But so we'll have a new policy in place, and then a week later, 2 weeks later, when we do second reading, then it will officially replace the old ordinance.
That's correct.
So there won't even be like 20 seconds that you can smoke illegally.
That's what I was asking, yeah. Yes.
Yes.
That's the intent.
That was the plan.
So just 20 seconds? That's all you
can. Well, that's what first I was going to tell. That's about how long it's going to take us to move from the first agenda item to the second agenda item.
So we're going to have two motions, one motion to repeal the ordinance, and a second motion to approve a new resolution?
Yes.
And then approve the first reading of the
first reading
of this ordinance and the resolution. So, yeah, let's do it in two motions. The first motion would be
Okay, so let me get started on it. So, Mr. Chairman, I move to approve the repeal of ordinance number 91-01 for smoking policy in the Rock County Courthouse and Annex buildings.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 And then we need a motion to approve.
Do you have original to sign before we go on?
Do we have a resolution number or is it an ordinance number?
We have both resolution and an ordinance.
No, we don't have an ordinance number.
Well, he's got one right. Oh, is that, that's the one we just repealed?
It is a resolution.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is an ordinance repealing.
A resolution.
It's an ordinance repealing Rock County ordinance.
We just repealed an ordinance. And that was number 9101. So what's 2018-001?
That's the ordinance.
That's the new ordinance.
That's the ordinance repealing.
Right.
Okay. So my motion that we just approved should have included that that was ordinance number 2018-001.
No, no, you give ordinance as a number. So the way you said it was correct.
He's got it right here, though. He's got an ordinance number. So the motion should have been I move to approve.
Ordinance number, not resolution number. Okay.
My motion should have been I move to approve ordinance number 2018-001, repealing ordinance number 91-001.
Second.
Correct. Yes. Okay. You got that, sir?
I'll get it.
I think we're good with that.
It's just a state law.
So now.
So any other discussion? So that's a different one here. So any other discussion on that changed motion then? Let's do that. It's ordinance number 2018-001, an ordinance repealing 91-01. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. And then, so then now, so we have, I still am confused then just a little bit to follow up with what we're all talking about.
So I think you guys, back and before you were even here, they used to do business by ordinance, and now we do it by resolution. So we do it in one meeting instead of two meetings.
Okay.
How the city council operates is by ordinance.
I'm good with that.
So we don't need two hearings for a resolution?
No.
No.
So we can do this right now?
Yes.
Okay.
So now this new the new policy will be in place. That's what I was saying. The new policy will be in place.
Okay. So what's the new resolution number?
2018-027.
And the old resolution is still in place as of right now, too. It won't officially be gone until second reading of ordinance.
The old ordinance is still. We need a second hearing to
get rid of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. But in the meantime, new ordinance. Mr. Chairman.
We don't have a new ordinance.
There should be.
We have a new resolution. We're adopting a new. We're adopting
an ordinance.
We're adopting a new resolution right now.
Why does it have to be an ordinance?
Because that's state law. Counties do ordinances for specific type of action.
Well, we don't have that ordinance. That's,
is that right?
That's kind of what
has
I was.
A resolution.
That's kind of what we were stumbling upon here.
Somebody available
when you turn. But we do everything by resolution, don't we?
I mean, I don't recall having done an ordinance.
Yeah. When?
When's the last time we did an ordinance?
I don't recall.
Traffic code, we do by ordinance.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this kind of stuff, I think we have to do on.
Okay.
I could be wrong. Yes.
See, I don't think we've done an ordinance since I've been here. And
I just gonna say I'm struggling to recall.
Yeah. Yeah, we have.
The last time we did an ordinance.
Well, we did a first reading and a second reading.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't remember what it was, but.
We're finally tuning the machine, aren't we?
Well, I went through the same confusion going through this process. So
well, I appreciate
it's actually
us.
Good.
I appreciate us including the vaping and the whatever that stuff is, and so makes sense. But
vaping, juuling.
So we could get this straightened out right now by approving the first reading of an ordinance and get the right number on it, which would be. Really, we could change this resolution to ordinance number 2018-002.
Well, right now we need to just approve this resolution right here.
Except that
we don't have an ordinance.
Well, couldn't we call this an ordinance?
No.
No, because it well.
And I think that's why Eric is being contacted.
We could approve a resolution that may turn out to be meaningless. And we still have to do two more hearings.
For the ordinance.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Who knew that county government could be so interesting?
And then, so I would need to have both of these recorded down at the commissioner's office.
And here's the problem. It is by resolution. This law specifically states this can be done by resolution, but we have to repeal, we should repeal the old one before we adopt this resolution for the new one, because you have two conflicting ordinance or two conflicting rules in place at the same time.
So Eric thinks we should only adopt the resolution after second reading?
He said...
Well, maybe we can make the adoption and the motion, adoption of the resolution contingent upon
second reading
of the ordinance.
I think that would probably work, yes.
And that way
okay,
we won't have to see it again.
Nice solution, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Innovation.
What's the resolution number?
You got this one,
2000.
Here? Yep. 2018-027. Okay, Mr. Chair, I move that we approve resolution 2018-027, prohibiting the sale, possession, use, and display of marijuana on property owned or occupied by the Rapid County, and prohibiting smoking in all indoor areas of buildings owned or leased by or within the control of Rapid County. And also noting that that resolution will become effective if second reading of ordinance 2018-001 passes.
Second.
Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. So is this the one I need to sign here for the first reading? Of
yes.
And did I? So when are you scheduled for the second hearing of this? Do you know?
Can you remind me, Tegan?
That's kind of in here.
Yeah.
Yeah, July something. It's usually 2 weeks apart, so it might be July 2nd.
It's July 3rd.
Okay.
It needs to be advertised for 10 days then.
Taking away our independence the day before Independence Day. You go smoke all you want. Okay, I think we're good.
All right.
Very good. Thanks. Thank you, Scott.
Good afternoon. Ready for Julie?
Yep, Julie, come on up. Are you loving it today?
Fine solo, both Mike and Gio are out of town.
That's what we heard, yeah.
So I'm here to ask for your approval to purchase an authorization by the chairperson for the county manager to electronically sign the purchase order for one new 2018 model year Western Star 4900 SF 4x4 truck with outfitting to be used by the D3 shop for snow plowing for the road and bridge department.
Are they getting rid of one, or is this an addition because of the new snowplow driver?
The Peterbilt is getting put on...
Deferred.
Deferred.
To deletion. Deferred
oh,
deletion.
Okay, so we're keeping it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this was approved in the budget for this year for $210,000. We have $215,000 remaining in the account, but... This was the best price we could get for the 4x4. We actually went out to bid and received one. It was originally $247,518, but we were able to negotiate it down.
So will we have to do a supplemental?
I believe that was brought up by Mike.
So yeah, you probably, during the motion, would just say that
may require it.
It's an additional $16,000.
So is the additional expense due to the fact that it's a 4x4?
Yes.
Okay, so typically they're not 4x4s.
Typically they're not, no. Okay. And that was our big challenge with this. They really felt strongly at the Hayden shop that they needed 4x4 due to the...
I thought it was Steamboat shop.
Steamboat.
Yeah. Because
when they go north to the Clark.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it unusual that we only had one respondent?
It was due to the spec. I mean, asking for the Cummins engine, nothing came in other than this truck with what we're using all across the county now due to the software and the maintenance that we can provide. And the 15 is stronger, so we didn't want to go with a 12.
And Transwest was the only supplier that could supply the 15?
Yes, the rest were like Detroit engines or...
Okay.
Kenworth had one, but it just wasn't what we're using across the county now.
All right, you ready for a motion?
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, I move to award and authorize the county manager to electronically sign purchase order for one new 2018 model year Western Star 4900 SF 4x4 truck with outfitting to be used by the D3 shop for snow plowing for the Road and Bridge Department 2 Transwest Truck Trailer RV in the amount of $231,589, noting that a supplemental budget request may be required.
Second.
Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good afternoon.
Come on up, Greg. So we have first one is a USDA Forest Service Participating Agreement, consideration for approval and authorization for the chair to sign modification of the USDA Forest Service Participating Agreement 16-PA11020603 to change the performance period and extending an expiration date to September 5th, 2021. So, Greg?
Yep, that's, they've also changed their period for when we do our annual planning. They moved that up to prior to March 1st, where it had been prior to June 1st. So that's what we're doing. And that for any of the work that we do on the forest, we have to have a modification in place to for their funding to come through to for us to invoice them.
How much work are you doing in the forest?
It's usually restricted to September when we get done with everything else, and we can spray primarily thistles, but there is some yellow-toed flax that we do. And last year we did some oxide daisy work for
us. Is it mostly roadside work?
It's mostly logging roads, skid trails, old log decks.
Where they've buried some ground.
They've buried some ground. That's mostly where the thistles show up. There is some oxide daisy work that we did at the Summit Creek Guard Station last year. And with all the logging activity up there, I expect we'll see probably an expansion of the oxide daisy.
So does that mean they're not self-performing any?
Oh, yeah. They're,
they've got their own program going on.
Yeah. In fact, the last...
It's just supplements what they're doing.
Yeah. Last year...
And we only get paid for what we do, too.
Yeah, I mean, they did make the point at our meeting that we had in February. They said, you guys are kind of expensive. But, well, the thing of it is, we include, we don't bill them for anything other than materials used and labor. But we look at a lot of acreage to apply of a small amount of material, because we've gotten a lot of stuff fairly well under control, but we still have to drive all those miles of trails and logging.
Did you explain that to them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, they understand. It's the
supervisor.
It's the next level up.
That says, two supervisors.
It seems to be kind of expensive. So the way we're going to invoice in the future is material applied, acres treated, and acres monitored, and that way it it ends up being a lot more accurate as to what we do.
Well, I certainly would have the opportunity to hire a private contractor to do that work.
Yeah, they could. They like for us to do the work.
Because they know. Because they're confident that you guys know what you're looking for.
Yeah, and we're familiar with the sites. Mm-hmm. We know where to anticipate seeing things based upon having been there many times before. We did try to eliminate some spraying on Forest Road 440 a few years ago based upon what we felt was a level of control that was adequate to let it go for a couple of years. And they were in agreement with that. But the next year we went back, and I went up and did a monitoring trip before we decided whether or not we needed to go back. And I said we need to go back because the Canada thistle had blown up again in a couple of areas that previously we had it suppressed, but it came back.
Okay, Mr. Chair, I move that we approve and authorize your signature on the modification of USDA Forest Service Participating Agreement 16PA110206036-052 to change the performance period, extending the expiration date to September 5th, 2021.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. So our next item is the Taylor Grazing Act Range Improvement Fund projects.
Correct. And we had only two submissions, although the BLM permittees were contacted, and we advertised in the legals in January, first week of February. And I also wrote a Community Ag Alliance column explaining what the Taylor Grazing Act was, why we were soliciting projects. And I thought by doing that we would maybe get some more response, but we didn't. So we had the project from the Apple River Leafy Spurge project to add one more year, which would be the third year of treatment, the second year funded by Rapp County to support the treatment of the acres initially treated last year. So that's what the ask is for, the $10,000 to retreat for the third time the exact same acreage.
So once these two projects are funded, roughly how much remains in the fund?
Oh, I didn't look at that.
There had to be about.
I don't even have a grasp on that.
It was about $40,000.
I think there's about $54,000 in there right now.
So there'll be about 40 left.
So there should be, with this expenditure, well, it'll probably be down around
$35,000. Okay.
So what's the amount?
And then it'll be another $8,000 coming in this year.
Right.
$8,000 plus. So.
What's the amount for the reimbursement to Maurice Glenn?
$1,243.
Yeah.
$1,243.87. You ready for a motion?
Yep.
So, Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve a $10,000 payment to the Yampa River Leafy Spurge Project to continue treatment of private acreage in the riparian focus area west of Hayden, Colorado, and the $10,000. And the second request, I move that we reimburse Maurice Glenn $1,243.87 to spray weeds on lands in South Rapp County owned by Maurice D. Glenn.
Second.
For discussion, conversation, just note that this is compliant or it follows the lead of the county's weed board that I've been working with. Any other discussion? All those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Thank you.
Thank you.
So and those are both reimbursements. Funding up front.
So I guess a question I have for you, Greg, and maybe Tom, Dan. There was also a project that was considered by the weed board, was the spring and the rest.
and the weed board recommended that it not be funded. We don't actually have it on the agenda today, so.
But it's in the packet.
It's in the packet.
It wasn't?
Yeah, it's written in the letter.
So let's do a motion to concur with the denial.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just to follow suit, you know, to follow process.
As far as discussion, I don't know if it would be pertinent to reconsider the project if they haven't done it this year, or even if they do it this year, to look at the water right adjudication and see if it would be appropriate and to have easements in place if they have to cross.
For right now, we can just deny it. He can reapply.
Okay, they can reapply. Okay.
So, Mr. Chair, I want to move to accept the recommendation of our weed board and not fund the spring development in the amount of $66.84 as requested by Mr. Glenn.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Very good. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you, guys.
Voluntary leave policy.
Yes, we do. So the background on this policy is that there was an anonymous letter requesting the personnel committee to consider a policy allowing emergency volunteers paid leave. The attorneys reviewed Colorado statutes, and they do provide protections for employees that are considered qualified volunteers, which would include also members of Civic Air Patrol and volunteer firefighters. These provisions should be adhered to by the county, and those provisions are set forth in the volunteer leave policy. County manager, personnel committee, executive management team, public works team, public safety team, and Route County attorneys have reviewed this policy, and their edits are included in the document.
I see it is Civil Air Patrol in the actual policy, and that it is Civil Air Patrol.
Oh, yes, you are correct.
It is correct in the policy for that.
That and the qualified volunteer leave is paid time off, Civil Air Patrol leave is paid time off, and volunteer firefighter leave is unpaid time off based on the policy.
That is correct. And currently, the only individuals who are part of the qualified volunteer leave are the search and rescue team.
And it has to be a disaster, a declared disaster?
Well, the intent of the policy was to keep it closely aligned with the statute, and that's how the statute reads.
Okay.
I'm good.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve the volunteer leave policy.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Got the CLEF guaranteed maximum price and notice to proceed again.
And you'll get it one more time after this one. I'll tell you why. This item is for your consideration to approve a third notice to proceed to CalCon for the CLEF project. This one's caused by the need to include the monies as approved by the Department of Local Affairs into the notice to proceed since we have the signed contract from the state. So this is for $4,735,000 notice to proceed for makes the project total that we've authorized for notice to proceed $15,738.304. In the packet, I did give you a breakdown of the project cost as from the GMP and the amount that the 60-40 splits between the city and county, and as well as our cost for the comm center. And as we said, there will be a fourth notice to proceed. The city, we decided that the comm center project will be achieved through a contract, through the current contract with CalCon, so a change order to add the comm center to the current city-county contract with CalCon will be made, so we'll have to approve another notice to proceed. The city will have to do an appropriation of funds to accommodate. They're adding on, we're taking on the administration of the Comm Center project for county reimbursements to them. So there will be a fourth notice to proceed for the Comm Center amount of $785,995.
You ready?
I really like this.
Yeah.
That's very clear.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Mr. Chairman, I move to award the guaranteed maximum price of $15,738,304 to Calcon Construction for the CLEF shared facilities, which includes $4,735,000 for the DOLA grant award amount, and approve the notice to proceed of $4,735,000, authorizing the county manager to sign.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye?
Aye.
Aye.